Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Haley and Georgie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines, or should I say Zoolines today, with all of our animal stories.
In local news, honeybees are once again under threat by a mutation of their arch nemesis, the varroa mite. The parasite latches directly onto the back of bees, injecting viruses and weakening hives that can greatly affect the population, and were once treatable through common insecticides. However, new mutations in the species are making them immune to the treatment. Authorities state that cases of the new resistant mite have been found across three sites in southeast Queensland and into New South Wales. Many apiaries are in full crisis mode as they move to try and recover lost hives and treat the spreading pest.
Everyone's favorite scaly parkland friends, the eastern water dragon, may be threatened by spreading of a fungal disease. The University of Queensland has monitored populations of the lizard, particularly those that inhabit the Roma Street parkland area, to study the rate of infection and possible causes of a soil-borne fungal disease that greatly affects the health of the species. PhD candidate Sam Gallagher-Becker says that the infection causes fungal skin lesions and lethargy, which can lead to starvation and eventual death in many cases. Worries for the water dragon are extended with the mystery of the fungus's origin amidst the continuing spreading of infections extending to as far as Dubbo and Perth.
In national news, wildlife experts are trying to revive important nesting grounds for the endangered Carnaby's black cockatoo after bushfires in Western Australia's South Great Southern region ravaged the area. The January fires scorched swathes of the Fitzgerald River National Park and Kokanarup, an area home to large, old salmon gums with hollows popular with nesters. Over the past 6 years, there have been up to 75 breeding attempts by the cockatoos recorded each season in the region, which is near the town of Ravensthorpe, some 500 kilometers southeast of Perth.
Scientists in New South Wales have successfully rescued the nearly lost song of the critically endangered regent honey eaters. Considered one of the rarest birds in the country, their distribution once ranged from Queensland to Kangaroo Island in South Australia, before their population in the wild declined to just around 250. The bird's song declined in complexity alongside population, with researchers finding syllables missing from the original. Using a mix of old recordings and two wild honey eaters who could still sing the old song, a new generation has been taught the melody, which researchers hope will have a positive effect on mating success.
In international news, China's top advisory committee has voted to remove three generals from the body, in addition to the nine removed by the National People's Congress, or NPC, before the annual two sessions gathering this week. This week's meeting will see thousands of delegates arriving in Beijing, with the upheaval of the military purges hanging over meetings, as well as the recent corruption investigation of Xi Jinping's top general Zhang Shuyasha. The Center of Strategic and International Studies in Washington has revealed a study that 100 senior officers have been removed or potentially removed, an unprecedented number. Neil Thomas, a fellow on Chinese politics, said that this purge is a, quote, stark reminder that political loyalty is non-negotiable.
For your weather today, whether I hardly know her, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the maximum band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.